Today's show is brought to you by Tee It Up for the Troops. Divots can be replaced. Freedom cannot. Portions of this program may not be suitable for those under the age of 18. Parental guidance is suggested, but not mandatory.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
I don't care if it sounds crazy and has a brain injury. He is funny.
We're definitely in support of those that serve.
Rock has two words of advice for you. Simply put, get ready.
There's a lot of nonprofit organizations out there.
I've seen a lot of stuff in my life, but that was awesome.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Business can make dreams come true.
The H-Train Show.
The H-Train Show.
On your butt.
Broadcasting from the Colorado Media School here in colorful Colorado. It is another episode of the H-Train Show. We're here. Our only mission is to show veterans and all of our men and women in uniform all over the world that there are more programs out there beyond the VA. My name's H-Train. Our special guest co-host is...
Phenomenally Chocolate.
And, of course, come back for the third time, our intern,
Smitty.
All aboard!
Thanks for riding with us today, everybody. Today's interview of the week, we've got a great one. And, man, are they big beauties. We have the Battling Bettys. We're going to find out more about them as we go further into the show. Also, today's event, we will be doing a Facebook Live movie review on the new movie done about Mr. Rogers, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood with Tom Hanks.
Okay.
So, and I'm going to, how we're going to do it, because we don't want to give any spoilers, is I'm going to kind of tell you how the plot is kind of, and then Phenomenal. I'm just going to call you Chocolate. I cannot pronounce that.
Okay.
I mess that up every
time.
I'll
be Chocolate for you.
All right. Sweet Chocolate over
sweet
here.
Sweet Chocolate. Oh, sweet, I like that better.
Sweet Chocolate sweet over chocolate. Here is going to tell me, she's going to ask me questions, you know, 20 questions so that you further understand what the movie's about, etc. And also our tribute to the troop. I'm going to have you pronounce that because I can't pronounce that.
Mr. Henry Oshner.
Yes, I cannot pronounce that. I don't know why. My tongue's twisted. I have no idea. I do want to say before we go into it, I have an all-star team. And today, because I have an all-star team, Smitty pounded it out with the sound bites and stuff, with the new movie review.
Man, that was fun to make.
Yes.
That was fun to make in like 10 minutes.
Yes.
And did a lot of work.
He was here early. What do I do for my team when they work hard for me? I work hard for them. So we got to eat some Papa John's and Sweet Chocolate got to taste into it.
Oh, it was sweet too.
You didn't even get into the cinnamon sticks
yet.
Did you?
I didn't do the breadsticks. The cinnamon was good. It was very sweet.
Okay. All right. Okay. And when we did the Facebook Live, the promo, Smitty wants to apologize because he's the one in charge of the video and everything today. He's got to learn.
Oh no! We suck again!
Okay, that was a little loud. Yeah. So we probably want to turn that out. We just lost half of our listeners, probably.
Sorry,
oh, Jesus.
Sorry for your ears, everyone.
but anyways, so when Smitty got on, he forgot to change the
switches over.
Switches. So we will make sure that those switches are in the right place because we want you to see our new camera view because, you know, Sweet Chocolate, you got to see what she looks like. All the guys are pervs.
Yeah. I was saying earlier, my boobs look huge. They do.
Yeah, and you and some other people were talking about me downstairs about how I would make a great husband eventually.
You would. One day.
One day.
We need to put you on Plenty of Fish or something. One day. He's pretty hot, ladies.
You're going to give him a big head.
He's
not going to be able to fit that
headset. Oh, Lord.
We're talking wrong about the wrong one there. Okay. And, of course, the two-minute warning at the end, we will preview who we have on next week, and we will explain what we learned today and what today's episode was all about. And just so everybody knows, I know everybody's going to be heartbroken, but my team is going to have a day off next Monday. We're having the Monday before Thanksgiving and the Monday before Christmas. We're going to have those off because we work really hard. And it takes a lot to put in the show, especially here at the new studio. The studio is nice, but we have to set up all of this in 3 hours.
Oh, wow. That is a lot.
And then take it down in less than 30 minutes.
Yes.
Jesus. Yeah, y'all work hard.
Yeah. So,
a lot.
But got great interns. Xander couldn't make it today because he had to go to a job that actually pays. So, and I don't know if he'll be with us any further because he's graduating soon. So I don't know if, you know.
He is almost out the
door. Yeah, he's almost out.
Is that bittersweet for you because he's graduating?
You know.
Yeah.
Come and go. I haven't been able to keep a co-host to save my ass for the longest time. So
now
I'm getting kind of used to it. And you're here. I'm super excited that we got the female point of view as wine. And Sweet Chocolate is an Air Force vet. So before we go into it, I've got to ask you, because we might forget.
Okay.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. So I'm 28. I'm from New Orleans, Louisiana.
Ooh, Cajun country.
Cajun country. I'm bringing gumbo next Monday.
Ooh,
might want to come see it.
I'm going to want some of that.
Okay. yeah, I'm married to a wonderful husband who has served in the Army. And I was in the Air Force for 4 years.
Okay. For 4 years?
4 years.
Oh, I thought she said 44 years. I'm like, no, she had us at 40 years. You don't look 40. You know, don't know nowhere look 40. No, I don't know. No. But, yeah, we have a great show for you. It's I'm planning to be having fun today.
I hope so.
I'm excited. So, Xander did pick the music. So, and it looks like the songs that he picked are pretty good. If you don't like them, you know, you can take that up with him.
Send us a message and let us know what you would like to hear.
Yeah.
Okay.
Some great news is I don't know if we told everybody online, but we know that the MBR team will be, and you're more than welcome to join if you like, but the MBR team will be serving Thanksgiving dinner to the troops at Buckley. I believe that's on the
Air Force Beach.
28th or something. I forget exactly when, but we'll be serving Thanksgiving. Also, we got a call from the VA. We've started collecting donations. We'll be giving Christmas baskets to the inpatient veterans at the VA hospital. Because this is what I feel. I feel that, you know, Christmas, it's a time for family togetherness. And why should they be punished for asking for help when they can't make it home for Christmas?
Yep. Right.
So we're going to take a little bit of home to them since they can't get home.
Right.
It's always nice to spend the holidays with somebody.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, and I just got, like, you know, confirmation. I'm not going to say who, but a couple of Denver Broncos are going to be there.
Oh,
so that will be nice. You know, now watch, everybody's listening. They're like, oh, man, Where's that PTSD program? I gotta sign in mm-hmm. there. I gotta get that autograph. So, but yeah, so we got a lot of things going on, and then December 3rd, the MBR team will be going to.
I'm gonna like this.
The movie 1917. We're going to a premiere.
Mm-hmm.
So we get a view at first, kind of like we did the beautiful neighborhood.
I think that comes. Whatever. I think it actually shows for the first time on Christmas officially. So we get it like 3 weeks in advance. Yeah. Pretty nice. It's going to be super nice.
Okay. So, yeah, it's kind of cool kinda. To be on the show.
Oh, I'm starting to see you should a couple of perks.
You should do it more.
So, but other than that, we're getting ready to go into our music break. I'm talking a bunch. So, if I'm talking too much, you got to tell me.
Oh, I think you're doing just fine. You're doing just fine, boss.
And I'm sure you like the headset a lot better than the boom mic.
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel a little bit more official now.
Yeah. Let's just make sure to get the scenes correct.
Get everything else right now.
Yes, yeah. So that we look more professional. It's mm-hmm. all about professional. Yes.
Learning every day.
All right. And I haven't heard from Brandy. I'm taking it that we sound okay, because if we didn't, she would say something. So we're going to go on a music break a little bit early, and the reason why, because I want longer time to do the movie review. If you have questions,
definitely.
Maybe our listeners have questions. Mm-hmm. We don't want to rush them. So, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go on that first music break. And when we come back off that music break, we'll be doing the movie review. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Tom Hanks as Mr. Rogers. So whatever you do, stay with us. Don't go away. You're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. You're listening to the H-Train Show.
Hi, my name is Joe Lewis. I'm the CEO of Angels of America's Fallen, and you're listening to the H-Train Show.
Everybody, and we are back. You're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. You're listening to the H-Train Show, and I'm helping. That's okay. I'm helping Smitty right now, so that you guys can see where we're at. Now, did you start streaming? There we go. And then once that's up there, we're giving Smitty some classes.
Yep, quick class.
Always but, learning.
Yes. Always. So while I do this, Sweet Chocolate, you want to tell everybody a little bit about tell everybody a little bit about what you do here at Colorado Media School.
So I'm in admissions. So I enroll students who are really looking for careers in broadcasting and media, audio, sports emphasis, film and video, things like that. So if you have any type of passion or career that want to really get into it, this is an amazing place to start. And you definitely come see me or my counterpart. Her name is Teresa. She's amazing as well. And I think Teresa actually enrolled you, right?
Yes.
Okay. How was your experience working with her?
Super wonderful.
She's a beautiful soul, right?
She really is.
Amazing. So yeah, anybody who wants to get started in something like that, definitely come see us at Colorado Media School in Lakewood.
There we go. And we are live.
There it is.
And I don't really...
It's not liking the YouTube right now. Yeah, oh, there it is.
There we go. Good. All right. Now we are now we're live on all three accounts. And, you know, you go through, and if people... If people want to chat with us, yep, then you know how to
get some
do it. And this is the first day that Smitty has did this, so it's going to be a learning curve. Cool. And it just looks a little bit more professional rather than me doing everything and stuff like
trying
that.
To help out.
Yes. So, all right, everyone, are you ready, Smitty, with the scenes? Because we're getting ready to do the movie review. Are you ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to break it down real quick. It is that time. For the first time ever, it is movie review time.
Sponsored by NXT Turn Multimedia. Have a brand but asking what's next? Contact NXT Turn Multimedia today.
I don't always review movies, but when I do, it's on the H-Train Show.
Good work, Corporal. Punch it up. That's much too early. Prepare to fast forward.
Preparing to fast forward.
Fast forward.
Fast forwarding, sir.
When will then be now?
Soon.
Okay, there we go. I forgot there was that sudden thing, and then you just click back there.
Back
there. You go.
Okay, all right.
You'll get it. Everybody has to start to finish. That's
start
my like.
Somewhere.
It's such a easy quote, but it's
true.
So true. You know.
Right.
Whenever I skied competitively, I always told people, you know, you always have to start to finish. You know, because sometimes it's really scary on that mountain. You know, scary on that hill.
Oh, yeah. I still remember the first time I snowboarded.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I tried skis on, and I didn't last like an hour with skis. I was just yard sailing down the bunny hill at like 10 years old. And after that hour, I was like, all right, give me a board. And I've been on a board ever since.
Ski? Snowboard?
No. I'm more like, have you ever heard of a glamper?
No.
Okay.
Do tell.
So glampers, for all my women audience out here. So that's when you go into the cabin, like, the you know, up there in the mountains and everything's beautiful. But you find, like, these beautiful log houses that has flat screen TVs and bottles of wine, mm-hmm, and hot tubs. And, you know, that's called glamping.
Oh. Okay.
That's what you do.
I see. All right.
Yeah, we don't.
So you kind of do what my wife does. I go ski, she goes in, and she drinks hot chocolate.
Oh, we need to put some Jack in her chocolate.
Yes.
I like the way you think.
Yes.
High-fived you, you Air Force.
Mm-hmm.
Or on the radio, we say we need to put some Kool-Aid in the chocolate.
Kool-Aid.
We're not supposed to talk about alcohol. It's a family-friendly thing, you know. While he administers, and if people have any like words or whatever, let me know, Smitty.
We'll do.
Yes, Jack Ryan.
Since you're on the headset, okay. So the music bed on that movie review is supposed to be the theme song of Mr. Rogers. I don't know. I don't know how old you really are, sweet chocolate.
I'm 28.
Okay, 28.
I saw the sweaters.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Okay. So tell me, do you remember? You remember?
Okay, the theme song's classic. I'm not going to sing it. I see you looking at me. But, yeah, I just remember, like, he always had different sweaters. It was it was always, like, a theme. It made you feel better. Things like that.
Right.
But I will say, like, I really wanted to get into it. So the movie had 6.9 out of 10 on IMDb, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was a 96% on Rotten Tomatoes. Hmm. So that's pretty good. That's really, yeah. Like, so how did you feel about it?
You know, I tell you, so when I went into the movie, I thought it was going to be a movie about his life.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't really about his life. It was... It was a part of his life.
Okay.
It was basically his interaction with a author that he met with.
Okay.
And, you know, when I came home, I did some research because there have been some rumors that, there had been rumors that he was a pedophile or something like that.
Mm-hmm. I heard he was like a Navy SEAL back in the day.
Okay, so
there was a bunch of those things going. No, I know.
That's not true. But so some of the things that I did learn is that just like it displayed in the movie, when he talked, people would listen, and it was amazing. Even out in the background, you saw it in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
When you, he was a minister. I didn't know that. No. He was a minister.
Okay.
And he never wanted to be on TV, but he said the reason why he wanted the show was because he didn't like the kids' programs that was on the movies. Now, this isn't what was portrayed in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just telling you a little background of what I learned about him that I researched that I did.
Okay.
So the movie kind of starts out kind of like, you know, when you was watching him doing his show, Mr. Rogers' Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. And, you know, the movie, it talked about the scenario that he had with this author, his exchange. But it gave, the one thing that I liked about it, that I like about movies, and mostly it's Disney movies, is that there was a hidden message in all Disney movies.
Right.
Okay. And with this movie, it wasn't really hidden. Like, I mean, it just came out, you know, that we need to treat everybody with kindness. And, you know, to some, that's harder to do than you would expect.
Definitely.
When I say treat everybody with kindness, that means at 4 in the morning with no coffee, treat everybody with kindness.
Oh, yeah. God. You know?
It's hard.
It's hard. It's very hard. Really is. But he was a good person. Also, kind of portrayed a little bit in the movie, but a little background. He's a vegetarian. And the reason why he was a vegetarian, he couldn't see eating anything that had a mother.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah. So that was, you know, I don't want to give away the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I will say that definitely a movie that you can take your kids with. I don't think there was one cuss word at all, which in the movies today, that's hard.
Right, there's always one little slip in.
Yeah,
they may say damn or something.
I mean, there's a slippery slope when it comes to Disney movies. You know, they'll have like crap or something. There's no dirty words in this.
No.
This is definitely a family. There was a couple of funny moments, like 3 or 4 funny moments.
Mm-hmm.
Very good movie. It was the first movie that I've ever went to that I didn't have, like, chewing tobacco. And I was willing to not go to the bathroom. That's how good of a movie it was. I was willing to hold it in so that I could watch it. I don't think the movie is over 3 hours, but I didn't have a timer. Yeah. So other than that, the likeness, you know, the looking that Tom Hanks really portrayed him well, like everything.
I don't think there's a better person for the role.
Oh, I mean, you know how Mr. Rogers used to like throw his shoe and all that stuff.
Dead on.
Dead on. dead on.
Well, I was going to ask about Tom Hanks because I was looking up. A lot of people said that he wasn't going to be the right person to portray Mr. Rogers.
I think that it's hard to be an actor because when you portray so many characters mm-hmm. in so many movies, Jim Carrey being a perfect example, for the longest time you saw him do The Mask, you saw him mm-hmm. do The Ace Ventura, yeah. you saw him do, you know, Liar Liar, you know, comedies.
Right.
And now he's starting a more serious role. And like, what's that latest one? It's like a private investigator. Like, I thought it was going to be a comedy, but it was straight up drama.
Right.
And I didn't expect that. Another person like Michael Keaton, he does Batman. And that's one of the reasons why he wanted to get out of the Batman role is because he didn't want people to look at him as, okay, you're Batman, you know? I believe Christian Bale, that's one of the reasons why he left as Batman, because he didn't want to be stereotyped in that movie, because when you get stereotyped...
I still see him as American Psycho. Like, it's been years, and I'm like, no, he's still crazy. But I get what you're saying.
When people are so good in a role, they get kind of... stereotyped, mm-hmm. and Tom Hanks is the, I think that's one of the reasons why probably everybody's like, you know, Ben Affleck, Batman, before he even got on the screen, everybody's like, no, he'll be terrible Batman, he'll be terrible.
You liked Ben Affleck as Batman?
He wasn't bad.
Oh, God.
Okay. But you gotta take out the equation that you've never seen him in any other movie before, and if you take that out, he wasn't that bad.
He wasn't that bad, but I know I'll get into a lot of it with my friends. To me, I love Christian Bale. The Dark Knight series. Like, I loved him as Batman. And everyone's like, no, he was... I talked to one of my friends about this last week. They was like, he was a weak Batman. And I was like, but... Ben Affleck's over here killing people with Batman. Like, it's different. It's like a different Batman. I just like the Christian Bale series. I really didn't like Ben Affleck.
And I think Christian Bale was a lot better mm-hmm. than Ben Affleck, but he wasn't terrible, you know? Just like the Joker and Suicide Squad, I didn't think Joker was terrible. I think the look was terrible.
That was the sexiest Joker we ever had. I'm sorry.
I think he was a good actor. I think the look was terrible. But now that the new movie Joker,
mm-hmm.
I can see them trying to get him to be the Joker now.
Yep.
But, you know, back to this movie, The Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, I will take your questions and all of our listeners and ones that are watching on Facebook, Twitch, YouTube. And just so you know, if you're watching on Twitch or YouTube, it's really hard to switch back and forth to the chat. So if you go to our Facebook page, at H-Train Show, you can join in with us and chat with us on Facebook. We're live right now. So whenever I'm open up for questions.
I got one.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Do you know who knitted all of his sweaters?
I do not.
His mother.
Oh.
Knitted all of his sweaters for every single episode. Everything that he wore was knitted by his mom, who also knitted sweaters for American troops stationed in Europe.
Oh, okay.
So she was definitely a patriot herself.
See, I didn't even know that, to be honest with you. I didn't read that.
I got one thing, why people might have thought he was a pedophile. He has a super, let's just call it weird middle name.
Okay.
McFeely.
McFeely.
Fred McFeely Rogers.
Yes.
Is it just me or does it sound like I'm echoing?
Yes, it
you
does.
You are.
Hit something. Is the cord wrapped around right there?
Did we remember to hit mute on the this stuff? Yeah.
It just came that way.
Let's see here.
Want to untangle that cord?
I don't know, man. Let me,
We're having technical difficulties.
But yeah,
That's okay. You guys can talk still.
Few things. He got a stomach cancer.
Uh-oh.
Oh, he just cut us
They're
too.
Up.
Are we back? Mm-hmm. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I can hear you.
Cool.
Okay. So he died of his stomach cancer in 2003.
I'm still trying to figure out.
I think it's crazy that his show started in, what, is it 68? Let me try to find that again.
1968?
Yeah.
Wow.
So he had a very long career of almost 900 episodes.
Jesus.
Yeah. Insane. Wait, where is that part again? Yeah, 1968 it started, which ran for 33 years.
What?
That's
that has got to be the longest running show in television history.
Okay.
Has to be.
Do I sound like I'm echoing still?
No, I think that's
No, it's
better.
A little better.
Okay. That's like crazy. Oh, that's off. I still kind of
Yeah,
hear
I can
it.
I can still hear it a little bit.
Was he ever married? I think I read something that said he was never married.
I don't believe so.
He didn't have children of his own either.
Yeah, I think that's right. Try to find that little bit again. Where is that? This article's so big on him. There's just so much.
I want to know, like, if we ask the viewers, do we think Tom Hanks is going to be nominated for an Oscar for this one?
Yeah, what do you think?
He hasn't been nominated since 2001. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Like
know
back
that.
Where Angels and Demons and Da Vinci Code. Like he hasn't been nominated for anything.
I love that movie.
Do I sound like I'm echoing still?
Still. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to try. You guys keep talking. I'm going to change out head mics.
Okay.
So what do you think?
I hope he does. Like I haven't seen the movie yet personally. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I think he, like I've seen a little bit online of just the, previews and everything. And I think it looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Just considering I kind of grew up watching that. So yeah.
Overall.
And I like Tom Hanks as an actor overall too. So I think he, I hope he gets it.
Yeah. Overall, just a beautiful actor. Definitely brings like the emotional component to it always.
Oh yeah.
Makes you learn things like that. So I really love Tom Hanks. I really hope he's nominated for this one. And yeah, y'all making me want to go watch A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood.
Right? I think we might have to do that.
No, I will say, and the people think I'm weird for this. Can you guess my favorite Tom Hanks movie?
Oh. The one where he's playing the piano? What is
playing
that one
piano.
Called?
Like, Big?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm surprised our military on here is not going Saving Private Ryan. No, it's not one. But
does it sound better now?
Yes.
A little bit better, yes.
A little bit better. Now watch, it'll go echoing again.
Something's going to start on fire in just a second.
My favorite one was Castaway.
I don't know. It still seems like it's echoing a little
Yeah,
bit.
A little bit. I can see.
Now
I can hear it again.
What's wrong? What I was going to say is, so the reason why Tom Hanks probably won't get an Academy Award for this, the only time I've never seen a true story or based on true story, I've never seen an actor get an Academy Award for
like
a part that
story.
He plays. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
True stories or based on true story. It's very hard. Now, they might get... Yeah,
didn't Viola Davis get it for The Help?
I don't know.
Yeah, we gotta look that up.
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know.
I was actually gonna see if Eminem got it for
I think
for
I was
movie.
Doing pretty good because I was doing a movie review without giving, spoilers and stuff. Which,
yeah.
Honestly, there's not really any spoilers in this movie. You know, nobody dies or anything like that, you know. It's just, if you're expecting to go into the movie thinking that you're going to see his dark and deep, you know, secrets or trials and stuff like that, it's not that kind of a movie. It's
yeah.
based off the novel. Do you call yourself a hero?
Oh, Interesting.
So if you've read that book, it's off of a magazine. I believe it's called Esquire. It's off of the article that that reporter did.
Okay.
And I'm not giving any spoilers. Literally, I like looked at Wikipedia, and this is what it was telling me. So, if Wikipedia says what it is.
Oh, it must be true.
Yes. Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes. And it says it's on the internet, it has to be true. Yeah.
You want to know something? I got through most of college through Wikipedia, so you know what? It must be true.
Nice. There you go.
Have you met my boyfriend? He's a French model.
Right.
Oui.
Nice.
Oh, but I found it. 895 episodes.
Oh, wow.
That's insane.
Now, is that the longest running show in television?
I wonder how many episodes The Simpsons has, because I think that has been...
So do you guys 800. Have any other movie, do you guys have any other questions for this movie? And listeners, if you don't know, if you have questions, you can send us a text message or give us a call. And I still have no clue why I'm echoing.
Is it a movie, without being a spoiler,
I'm so loud.
Is it a movie, without spoiling it, do you think there could be a part two?
No.
It doesn't seem like that to me.
I don't think.
Or like a different part they do in of his life.
I don't think it could be a sequel or a part two, just for the simple fact that it was based on the guy's life. It wasn't based on, you know. Now, they could do something like, you know, what from another person's point of view. But whenever you're dealing with, like, based on true stories or inspired by true events, you're never really going to see a sequel.
Another part.
Like, I could never see an 8 Mile 2, you know?
I could. Maybe because I just want to see Eminem.
Sweet chocolate.
He's a rap god.
when we're talking about Eminem, I tell you what, when 8 Mile came out, I was pretty impressed.
Oh, right? Yeah.
That movie was done super well. People are still talking about that last battle of him and, I can't remember the dude's name, but... Like, that's still a very popular...
Wasn't it Papa Dot or something like that in the movie?
Yeah, Papa Dot. Yeah, there it is.
But I wonder who they would get to play Brittany Murphy, because she's, you know, she's deceased now. That would be cool.
Yeah.
It would be cool to see.
Right.
Now, I will say this. Now, you said that you haven't really seen anybody be nominated for any Academy Awards or anything like that based on a true story. I don't know if you saw the movie Harriet.
I have not.
I think she will definitely get an Academy Award.
Yeah.
We will definitely have to stay tuned. Like, that was, of course, based on true story, you know, everything. But I think she will definitely get an Academy Award for that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And once again, listeners, if you don't want to message us on Facebook and you have questions about the movie, that number is 720-619-0627. Once again, that number is 720-619-0627. We've got a couple more minutes, and we will be hitting the tribute to the troop. And this is the reason why I was wondering if I should cut that extra song out, because I was planning on a little bit more video participation. Do we have any questions?
Oh,
you haven't been scrolling down, man.
Oh, really? I know Jack Ryan Langston's my favorite person right now for loving glamping.
Oh, he's saying that my mic is dead.
It sounds like you're distant, but we can hear you from... Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, but I found the... By 2016, it was the third longest running program in PBS history.
Wow.
So it's not the longest, but it's getting definitely getting there.
Nice.
Keep talking. I'm going to try something.
All right.
Okay, so I will say I'm a little nerdy, okay?
Oh.
Just a little disclaimer. Of course, all military people are a little weird.
Oh, aren't we all? You have two army guys sitting around you.
Oh, Lord, this is really weird up in here. Anyway, so I like anime.
Okay.
Just a little bit. Mm-hmm. Not like one of those like hardcore people, but I do watch a little bit of it.
Yeah.
So I know a lot of my friends are really into like Naruto and the other One Piece. Things like that. So my point of saying this is like One Piece has, I think, over 2,000 episodes or something crazy like that. And then Naruto is all like pretty up there too.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, yeah, 800 is a lot for running television. But of course, we're like in the anime world, that's kind of like a steady stream. Yeah, baseline, yeah. Steady stream thing. So yeah.
All right, let's see if this sounds better.
That does sound better.
Does that sound better?
Can you guys hear us out there? Is it Mike? Is it, can you hear?
I don't better? Hear the I don't hear the echo.
Yeah.
Yeah, you sound a lot anymore. Better.
Yeah, it's the mic wire went out. That's okay. At least the mic wire is a lot cheaper than the headset.
Yeah.
So. But sorry about that, everybody. But it is that time. We got like one minute. Is there any more questions?
You're saying you sound much better.
There we go. I sound much better now that we're leaving.
Just
but
time.
Yeah, it's that time. Are you ready, Smitty, for it?
I am.
Okay, get ready. So, ladies and gentlemen, it is that time. It is tribute to the troops.
All day long.
Tribute to troops. Sponsored by High Style and NXT. Custom quality furnishings and gifts with attitude.
This is an MBR moment of heroism.
Sir, I don't know how to tell this story.
Well, you got to, Joe. You tell the American people what these men did here. You tell them how my troopers died.
Could I make that sacrifice? If I came down to it, could I take the blue? Yes, I would.
Hey everyone, this is Brandy with this week's tribute to the troops to honor World War II veteran Henry Oxner, 96, of California City, who passed away on September 7th, 2019. Oxner was part of the U.S. Army's 101st Airborne Division, known as the Screaming Eagles, and he fought at the Battle of the Bulge. The H-Train Show send our thoughts and prayers to Oxner's family and friends during this difficult time.
All right, everybody. Once again, Brandy, thank you so much. It is that time. We're going to go on our music break. And when we come back from the music break, we're going to be talking with the beautiful Battling Betty. So whatever you do, stay with us. Don't go away. You're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. It's the H-Train Show with Sweet Chocolate and Smitty.
Hey, it's Uncle Nasty, and you're listening to the H-Train Show. So turn that up.
All everybody. We are back, and you're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. It's the H-Train Show. And unfortunately, when I did this interview, Xander couldn't make himself ready. I guess he was looking for birthday cake. I have no idea. But he's not here, but I wanted to make sure that you guys heard about a great nonprofit that is serving the veterans today. And, you know, don't tell my wife, but hint, hint, the view isn't bad either. Ladies and gentlemen, on the line with us, she is, I believe she's the president. Well, she's the head MC, right? Her name is Amanda. And if you, Amanda, you're going to have to pronounce this, because if I pronounce this, I'm going to say Snuffleupagus or something like that, okay? So you've got to say, is it Sapkowicz or?
Sapkowicz, yep.
Okay, see, I don't even work at the deli and I'm already butchering things. So she is the president, the captain of Battling Betty's. So, you know, before I go into the spiel, tell us a little bit about yourself, Amanda.
So, I'm 30 years old. I'm born and raised in Colorado. I do work a full-time job. So, I started out doing, I'd say, pinup modeling for about 3 years. It was fun just for a hobby, but got kind of burnt out on it. And I was actually published in a pinup magazine and flipping through the pages and came across a group called the Battling Betty's, and I saw an email to join, and pretty much history from there.
Nice, nice. So, and you know, I never asked you this. I kind of assumed. Now, was you ever in the military or?
I was not. I've had family in the military, and as well as my husband.
Okay. All right. Me and Amanda, we met at Hero Fest, and we got to talking. And she told me that I was going to be her new best friend, that she was a cross between Robin Williams and Marilyn Monroe. Have that image, everybody. If you want to see that image, you need to make sure that you go and visit the Battling Betty's the next time that they're out doing a function, an event. And later in this interview, Amanda will tell us a little bit about some future events, because she'll want you guys to come out and support them, and not only support them, but support our troops as well. So, so the inspiration behind Battling Betty's, what's the story? Do you know how it started?
So I am not the founder. The founder is Amanda Garnsey. She was in Texas, right. And her husband is military, as well as she's had former military family, and that's one of the main inspirations that inspired her to start.
Okay.
Battling Betty's. It kind of just branched out from there. So we have, we call them platoons in many different states, and they just keep growing, and we just keep getting bigger and bigger. So it's been great. And I've only been, I've been doing this for, it was this past year in October.
Oh, okay. All right. And since you've joined the platoon, we'll call it a platoon. I don't know if you call it a club or what. But since you joined the platoon, what's the biggest thing that you get out of it so far, other than meeting Mawa?
You know, a lot of, I'd say first and foremost, it's empowering, you know, to, you know, get all dressed up and classy and, you know, bring patriotism back to this country, which is, you know, very lacking right now. Not only that, it's just the reactions you get from people, you know, it brings back memories to a lot of our older vets when we're all dressed up. It brings them back to maybe a simpler time in their life, and they're always, you know, excited about seeing that. And I'd say just, you know, the interaction with people, it doesn't even feel like we're volunteering, but I mean, people thank us constantly. And, you know, even though we feel like we're still doing so little, you know, just seeing how they respond to it and being thankful and just putting smiles on people's faces. That's the biggest thing you get from that.
So since you've started with this group, like, is there an event that really, like, made you step back a little bit and kind of think to yourself, wow, this is amazing? Like, can you recall which event really changed your life in this chapter?
It's been, I'd say, several. I mean, our very first event was doing an honor flight, so we welcomed home all the veterans that flew out to D.C. and got to see the World War II monument in Korea, and just when they came back, it was just overwhelming. So, you know, I cried really bad and had to run to the bathroom a few times. But, I mean, just the experience, you're amping up all that excitement and energy, and you're standing there, and you see all these walkers and wheelchairs coming off the bus, and, you know, they're coming by you and just excited that they have all these, almost like a fan base, you know, welcoming them home. Just brought us all to tears, and the ceremony they had and singing the national anthem was just very memorable.
Now, is Battling Betty's, is this group, like, is this platoon just here in Colorado, and then other states, they're named something different, or how does that work?
Nope, we're all the Battling Betty's, our whole organization, just different states. When I first joined, I didn't know that there wasn't a group in Colorado already. So I was told, as long as I have three girls that are interested right now, I could start my own. So that's what I did.
Okay. All right. And like, do you know how big the group is? I mean, I'm sure that the same girls can't always do like every weekend, and I'm sure there's events that's, you know, during the weekdays, and some girls can do weekdays and then some can't. Like, you guys have like a phone roster. How many participate in this?
So in Colorado right now, we have 22 members. So I started out with three and then just kind of grew from there. And we've had some come and go to personal reasons. But right now, we're at 21. I have girls, Fort Collins, Berthoud. I have one girl in Grand Junction. I have one girl in Eagle. I have girls in the Spring. So they all come down and, you know, do an amazing job at just kind of joining together. I know sometimes I got to drive a little far, and I do appreciate them for putting in that effort, because I know it's not always easy.
Gosh, I didn't even know that you had girls that drive as far as the Eagle, because if I'm not mistaken, that's like hours away, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Several hours, and then Grand Junction, you know, almost 5-hour drive. So
wow. Okay, so
we do require our volunteers to do 4 events or 20 hours a year minimum, which we obviously, I have many girls who have more than exceeded that. And
right.
So yeah, we do a lot of events. I don't expect them to always be able to join in on all, but they do an amazing job.
So how many of the girls that participate are veterans themselves?
So we, I think we have currently have one veteran. We did have more. And then we also have one gal, her name is Rachel. She is herself a veteran, as well as she was a first responder.
Oh, wow.
Okay. And then we do have a few first responders in our group as well.
Okay, so listeners, if you are a woman and you like looking attractive, make sure you listen and you can join the Battling Betty's. And I'm sure you guys have like meetings or whatever, but it sounds like It's a lot of fun. I got to tell you that you guys need to create the group The Battling Bobs. Okay?
That is an idea.
Yeah, so you guys need to create the group Battling Bobs, and then it'd be all the it'd be all, you know, guys. And you know, we could even like be like Mount Men and dance with you and have 50s and 60s music. You know, I bet you a lot of guys would like that.
There you go.
Yeah.
You got something there.
I'm telling you. So before we go any further, real quick, before I forget. So if listeners or if there's veterans out there that want to volunteer or if they just want to come out and support y'all, what are your social media platforms, and do you guys have a website, or is it mainly Facebook?
We do. Yeah, thebattlingbetties.com, and then we also have two Facebook pages. So we have our main page, which has kind of all our platoons info, and then we have our, it'll be the Colorado Battling Betties Facebook page.
Okay. All righty, then that's perfect, and if they want to contact you guys, do you guys have an email that they can contact you, ask questions?
I do. So it's BattlingBettyCO. So that's BattlingBettyCO@gmail.com.
Okay, that sounds great. And I'm sure if you're really smart, you could probably just Google it. And a bunch of information would come up as well. I just want to make sure that we get all the information out there as we can. All right, so one of the things that I ask on all nonprofits that I talk with, if there's a veteran, a female veteran, you know, she might think to herself, okay, well, I like to participate in the Battling Betties, but you know, I'm in a wheelchair, or I'm missing a leg, or I'm missing, you know, I'm a double amputee. Is there anything that disqualifies them to be able to join your group, volunteer, help, and stuff like that?
Absolutely not. Okay. We accept everybody, even all ages. I mean, if they absolutely, as long as they're able to come and dress up with us and, you know, put some smiles on veteran faces and do what we came to do, that's all that matters.
So if they're willing, there's a way in every case.
Exactly.
I figured that. I just wanted to ask the questions because sometimes, people in a full room, like, they have that question, but they don't want to ask it. So yep. Instead of asking it, they don't ask it, and then they don't pursue it completely at all. So Battling Betties, do you guys raise money to help vets, or do you guys, what the majority of the funds that you guys get from donations and stuff, what does that go towards?
Yeah, so we are not solely based on running off donations, since we have girls who, you know, are just willing to, you know, put a lot of time into this group. We don't get any kind of payment for that. All we fund is our resources, maybe pamphlets we get a handout for veteran resources. Trying currently to fundraise an event that, like, a dance for veterans, and have a bunch of veteran vendors there, you know, to help them with any needs they may have. But we have done many events for other nonprofits where we solely are there to raise money for them as well. So we help more nonprofits than, you know, we get money back ourselves. So, right. You know, we raise money for Honor Flight before and a few other organizations as well.
Right.
And gave the money just directly to them.
Right, and I think me and you had talked about that, but this goes out to all listeners, companies, anybody. If you are in the Colorado area and you would like to help the Battling Betties, come up with a dance, because I think their idea of just creating a dance for veterans to come and dance and have a good time, I think it's a great idea. I think they would have a lot of fun. If you're interested in helping them make that, you know, goal a reality, make sure that you get on their website and you call them. And I have already told them that MBR would offer our DJ services. So that's already taken care of. Next to last question before I let you go. Do you have any future events that are coming up that you would like to talk about, that, you know, veterans coming out and doing stuff like a fundraiser or anything like that? Do you have anything like that coming up?
Yeah, absolutely. So tomorrow, we're actually marching in the Veterans Day Parade at 10 a.m. So we will be supporting Colorado Veterans Project, and we'll be marching in the World War II section, so with the awesome World War II Jeeps. And then we'll be kind of spending time in that area afterwards. And then December, we have Wreaths Across America. It's December 14th. It's a Saturday. So cemeteries all over the nation are participating. We did this last year. It's where we fundraise to get wreaths sponsored and shipped over to the cemetery, and my group, as well as many other nonprofits, will be down there laying them on the fallen veterans' graves for the holiday season.
Yep, and I'll let you know, listeners, if you've never did a Wreaths Across America, let me tell you, not only is it life-changing and it's an experience, I'm going to give you the number one tip of it. If it's really nice weather, you better make sure you get there at like 5:30 a.m. to try to find a parking spot. If it's really cold, then you could probably sleep in, but you want to be there like 7:30, a little before 8.
We had dresses on last year. So we got lucky, and it actually warmed up to 50 degrees. So it wasn't
too gosh.
Bad.
I remember the weather last year. It was so nice and warm, and it was good that it was so nice and warm, because I learned a trick. I learned to bring a screwdriver. You know what you do with a screwdriver at Wreaths Across America? After you get done you know where I'm going with this, don't you? After you place the wreaths on the grave, you use a screwdriver to scrape the goose poop off of your boots.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So, okay, well, it is that time, everybody, because we're running out of time. It is your time to shine. Okay, Amanda, I hope you have had a lot of fun during this interview. It made you laugh a little bit. Hopefully I didn't make you cry. If I did make you cry, I'm sorry. But this is that time, and it's your time to shine. Maybe I didn't ask you the right question or set you up for something that you wanted to get off your chest, that you wanted our listeners, you wanted y'all's fans to hear. This is a time, this is your two-minute platform to say whatever you would like. The floor is all yours.
All right. Well, I guess a few things I wanted to mention, other than just, you know, raising money for first responders and veterans, we also try to raise awareness for PTSD and suicide prevention. It's huge in the veteran and first responder community, and honestly, other than myself, I know many others sick and tired of seeing it happen. I've lost 3 people near and dear to my heart to suicide awareness, and this is what another major thing that just drives me to help that community and anyone else even just struggling with PTSD and suicide awareness, you know, that is not a first responder. It's just very important to, you know, help everyone in the community, and I guess that's a lot to say, but that's really what drives me to do this each and every day.
Outstanding. Awesome. Amanda, thank you so much for being on the show. And everybody, just so you know, if you missed this interview, that's okay. The podcast comes on right after the show ends tonight on iTunes, Stitcher, iHeart, Spotify, you name it, we're on it. But listen to the podcast and you'll be able to hear it. We've been talking with I can't pronounce the last name. I give up. If you missed the interview, you can listen to it right out of the podcast, right after the show ends. Once again, we have been speaking with Amanda S. I'll just say S. Amanda S. She is the state leader of the Badland Bit. All right, everybody. Well, it is that time. Well, we're getting to the end of the show. Can you believe it? Time goes by fast when you're having fun. Me, Sweet Chocolate, and Smitty will be back. We're going to go on a music break. And when we come back off that music break, we're going to head into the What the Moment. Find out what a woman did to share the gender of her baby. It's very unique, very interesting, and according to Sweet Chocolate, ew. So whatever you do, stay with us. Don't go away. You're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. It's the H Train Show with Smitty and Sweet Chocolate.
I'm Jake Marsing. I'm an NFL analyst with 5280 Sports Network, and you're listening to the H Train Show.
All right, and we are back. You're listening to the You're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. You're listening to the H Train Show. And now that I got my mic and everything sounding better, no echo, right?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Learned the hard way what happens when the wires aren't folded correctly.
It happens.
These things are so timid. These wires.
Yeah.
They are. And like these are better than those kind of the XLR wires.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
These are better, but these are still timid as well. But we're just going to jump right into it because I think we got a lot to talk about. Now remember everybody, the text and call line is 720-619-0627. When you have something that you want to address, go ahead and hit us up. Either call or text us. We want to listen to you. We want to hear you. Because you're not going to want to miss this. So, ladies and gentlemen, it is What the Moment.
Hey, those are cool tats, man.
Oh, for real. Thank you, bro. You see the cobra?
Hey, what is this one?
Oh, this?
Uh-huh.
That's my credo. No regrets.
Mm-hmm. You have no regrets?
Dad?
No.
Like, not even a single letter?
No way. Not me.
Well, I love him. I think he's great.
Hey, okay.
I think he's a real winner, Casey. If I were you, I wouldn't use protection.
What the?
Oh, my God. Sweet Chocolate, you're, like, looking at me like you have no clue.
What was
like,
going on?
Have you not seen that movie before?
No.
Oh, my God. Really?
Not one word. Or one
letter. My God.
just to put it into perspective.
Norgroots.
We're the Millers. You've never seen that movie?
Oh, my God. Okay. Wait, this is like family-friendly show. Wait, okay, I remember. So this was a movie that the little kid, they were in the van, and he was singing No Waterfalls. Little kid. Okay, cool. Okay.
Yes.
I was going to say another part of the movie, but it says family-friendly.
The spider bite?
No, and shoot, they were doing the Pictionary.
Oh, okay.
It's been so long since I've seen it, I can't even remember myself.
Oh, yeah. Google that part, the sweaty part.
Got it. So, all right. So, I'll read this.
Mm-hmm.
We're not doing video on it, which probably should, because you can't really appreciate it.
If you haven't seen it, you need to. You need to.
I don't think you need to.
So, so I talked to one of our IT guys, and he did say that this woman that did this, she is a comedian, mm-hmm. and that she believes that she wasn't pregnant, but it wouldn't surprise me if somebody actually did this, okay?
It really wouldn't.
So this is coming to us from rare.us. Her Twitter thing, I think that's Twitter. Yeah, that's Twitter.
That's Twitter.
Twitter thing, it's a Page Master. Man, I need to call this girl to see if I can get an interview. It's funny. Anyways, she has a video that's been going viral.
Mm-hmm.
And what it is she's laying on the floor, and she's put some kind of, like, blue dust in her butt, and she farts, showing the gender of her baby being revealed. And it's like blue smoke.
Yeah.
It's like powder.
Yeah.
That comes out.
I feel like Steve-O did this on Jackass.
Steve-O.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Steve-O has
I wouldn't put
done,
it past Steve-O.
Yeah. He's probably done that multiple times. Oh,
you're talking. I'm going to look that up real quick.
Do we have questions? We have questions.
Do you put those down somewhere?
Don't have questions.
The
like on Facebook question, mm-hmm. the listeners.
Oh, well, we're not on video.
Oh, yeah.
They the only way they can listen to us now is if they're on the app.
Gotcha.
But you can text us at 720-619-0627 or give us a call and we'll talk to you if you have questions regarding. Now you bring up now while you guys talk, I'm going to look up the Steve-O. Now you said it was Steve-O off Jackass. What was the name of it?
Oh, I don't know. It was one of the movies. I think.
Like Puff the Magic Dragon or something like that.
I think he would have named Probably. That stunt that. Yeah, that sounds about right for Steve-O back in the day.
As far as the gender reveal thing, I think it's getting, like, way too out of hand. It's crazy. They had one person. Did you see the one they almost burned down their house?
No.
Because they were trying to do, like, the different color smoke or whatever. And it was ridiculous. Like, these gender reveal parties colors and it's just been getting out of hand.
That's too crazy.
Yes.
You know, back when I was, like, in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Back when I was in the military, this gender reveal thing.
It didn't exist.
It just started up all of a sudden.
Recently.
Like the past 5 years, it seems.
I would say more recent than that. Like maybe three.
I would say at like the most 5 years.
You gotta think about it. It's like, it's so much you have now. It's like, okay, you get pregnant, so you know that you're announced your pregnancy. So that's going to be a party.
Yeah.
Then you have a gender reveal. That's a party. Then you have a shower. That's another party. I'm like, geez, the baby's had three parties. Not even here yet. Like, it's a lot.
You know, it's such an oxymoron in today's society, and I'm not trying to get political, but it's such an oxymoron that we're having gender parties, but yet we have another generation of category people that are getting upset because they don't want to be identified as a gender.
Yeah.
True. Yeah. We were saying, like,
isn't that crazy?
It is. Have you seen the new bathroom signs?
Yes.
It's like, yeah. And then
are you serious?
There's one where it's like it's a one person But one side is wearing, like, the dress, like the normal, like the woman side. And then the other side is just straight down, like the man side. Wow. So it's like you can, anybody you want, just walk into the bathroom.
This is my idea when it comes to bathrooms. You want to get rid of the whole gender thing?
Mm-hmm.
I just have family bathrooms.
Right?
Just have family bathrooms.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, think about it. That would be, like, totally, probably a lot cheaper than
changing all the bathrooms.
Than
right?
Four or five toilets and a whole thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But then think about it, that if it's a family bathroom and there's, like, six stalls.
You have
everybody is
you have four family bathrooms. And if somebody goes in there and they have diarrhea and it smells really bad, then sucks for the next person that has to use it.
Yeah.
Just ask anybody that goes to 7-Eleven.
Right? Like,
Oh, that was so terrible. So terrible. There was
we know what he's done at 7-Eleven.
So bad. I went into 7-Eleven. Not only was it so smelly, but somebody had crapped all over the seat. Now, I don't know how somebody can crap all over the seat. It wasn't like a little kid, okay? This was a massive log, okay? What I don't understand is how that's possible. So, you know, I'm not going to... I had to really go bad.
MREs.
I had to really go bad. So I'm sitting there. I didn't have time to wipe all that stuff. So what I had to do was I basically had to make sure the door was locked, and I had to pull... I looked like a person from Hindu or India. I had my shoes on the rim with the seat up, and I was in the
Afghan
seat.
Thing.
I was in the seat.
Oh, my God.
I was doing that.
You did the hard squat.
Jesus Christ.
You literally did the hard squat.
But you have to go. You have to go.
Literally.
That's crazy.
Literally. And it wasn't, you know, it wasn't like, oh, I'm going to pull my pants down just to my knees, you know, to keep it all nice and, you know, covered.
Hey, that's what I do. I do the squat thing.
I ripped that stuff off. I ripped that stuff off. If somebody came in there, they would have saw that I was having a sausage party in there.
That's amazing. Like, I've never heard any army guy say that he's done the hard squat like they do overseas.
Well, like, normally people
did
don't
he
have
use
to...
a water bottle.
No, there was toilet paper. There's just
crap. Oh, thank
all
God
over
for that. So, do you think anything could top that gender reveal?
To be honest, like, I think that's like, just because I know Steve-O or just one of the Jackass guys have done that before, like, I remember baby powder flying out.
Oh, no, I got something
they've
that
done
the
baby
that.
Powder.
Oh my
I got
God.
Something that would top. Now, this.
Why do you always want to put stuff in your butt?
This is showmanship, okay?
Not me.
Showmanship. You have the greatest showman song playing in the background, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you got to make sure you put, I do not own the rights, or they'll mute it, okay?
Oh, of course.
But then you'll have, you know, the greatest showman coming on, okay? And then a woman will be like, oh, I'm like interactive. We should have this on video. They'll be like this, okay? And then they'll have
she'll
like.
She'll be standing up and shaking.
You know how they'll be in Hawaii, you know, with the little flame thing, and they bring the flame over. And then they like breathe fire, like Jimmy Superfly Snuka, and like blue flames
or pink
flames would come out.
That would be interesting.
Now
that would be cool.
That's showmanship.
That would be pretty cool.
Hmm.
But like this, I think this is kind of on like the complete opposite side of that. Like it was
ooh, gross.
It was a show, but it wasn't something. I don't know. It wasn't like you went the Jackass way, basically, of farting out pink smoke.
Well, I tell you what she did do.
I think a pretty cool one would be like a paintball.
Anytime
like
that,
hit with colors.
Yeah.
Anytime that, and you know, it's that old saying, any media, good or bad.
Any press is good press.
Press is good press.
She got what she wanted.
She definitely did. I mean,
she got a lot.
Her name is out there.
I wonder if it's on YouTube and if it's monetized or not, and how much she's going to get off of that video. Because, like, I wonder how many. Do you know how many views it has? I want to see how many views that has on YouTube.
It's probably in the millions.
It's over 2 million. It's over 2 million. It's over 2 million, and you know, she's a comedian, so
she already had a following. Yeah,
you know that she. I'm sure that helped. You know, I'm sure
just
that helped her
it.
Get some gigs.
Yeah,
literally, like one of the first videos is behind our viral gender reveal video, 213,000 4 days
now,
ago.
See on Twitter.
Twitter, she's in the millions.
Oh yeah, they're. There you go.
But let's be honest. Twitter, it's a lot faster
traction.
Getting views than it is with everything else. But you should see this. Now, Twitter is a good source for, like, information and stuff. I call it the Black Highway because it's underground.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, you can find out the dirtiest, you know, unnoticeable stuff on Twitter. Facebook, not so
much.
It's
a little more censored, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Instagram, I mean, Instagram's nice, but, you know, people aren't going to be scrolling past a bunch of pictures and stuff. I used to worry about when we did videos posting on Instagram, and I'm not worried about it anymore because now we do the Twitch, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter.
Yeah.
I mean, our videos are out there, you know, and we would stream the whole show if we had better internet, but the internet here at the school isn't very good.
Selective at times.
Yeah, we have to use a
come for
a
the
jet
broadcasting.
Pack.
Yeah.
Not the internet.
We'll bring our own.
We'll bring our own internet.
Well, we have a jetpack, and we did the jetpack. We streamed a couple days ago. It went real well, but we ran out of internet in the middle of the show.
Yeah.
Do you find that's a Colorado problem?
Oh, no. I've got
really
good internet.
Really?
My internet sucks.
Not too bad.
My phone goes out. My internet goes out. It's like, I moved to Colorado and like almost none of my stuff really works.
Dang.
I know.
What service do you have?
I have Xfinity.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's probably why.
That's what? What do you have? Do you have Comcast like everybody else?
Yeah. We'll talk. Because okay. I had bad service when I was renting a modem with Xfinity, and when I bought my own modem, my internet went up like 2 megs.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I'm not that much into knowing about that stuff, so.
Oh.
I got some more stuff.
It works. That's all you know.
It works.
It works.
Yep. So on a women's point of view, because I never really got into it. I never asked you if you had kids or if you've ever been pregnant. But if you was pregnant and you was doing a gender thing, how would you? Because I know it won't be this.
You know, no.
I don't think any woman would do this.
I wonder what my brother and his wife did, because I'm about to be an uncle like any day
Yay.
Now, actually. So, yeah. That's happening, but I wonder what they did, if anything, for their gender.
Are they big on social media?
No, they don't have.
So then they're probably
media.
Not going to do anything. People that do this reveal thing are like
just fishing for likes.
You know what I do?
Social garden utensils.
Yeah.
Social garden utensils.
All right.
I've never had children. It's just me, my husband, and a dog. He's my
puppy?
Baby right now.
A puppy?
He's not a puppy anymore. He's a Malamute. He's 5.
Ooh.
I know, I have a big boy. But no, so I think when we have a kid, I have like a couple of really, I don't like badass things. Like maybe something like a paintball thing.
Okay.
But I've thought of this idea before. I was like, what if we had like a drone and like had my like husband and I like do something with the drone and be outside and maybe would like spray some cool colors or whatever. That would be cool.
You know what would be cool? Like letting a balloon fly up with the powder of whatever inside of it. But then you fly a drone into the balloon.
Oh, and then
boom.
Boom.
Pop, in the air.
That's going to be a cool kid right there.
Showers
why
down.
Why don't you like play golf and then hit a ball that's blue or pink?
No.
If it goes,
you gotta like hit
somewhere,
it to something,
yeah.
And then it'll
you have
be
to
like
Happy
blue.
Gilmore that thing.
Yeah,
you'd have to Happy
like
Gilmore
flame.
You like your flame?
I like that. But how would you create a pink or blue flame?
I've seen blue flames.
There's videos
it's like
on YouTube.
Hot.
It is
everything.
Super hot. See me? Oh God, being a family show, I would drink Kool-Aid.
Yes.
But I can't because I'm pregnant. Wait, I would have my friends drink a bunch of Kool-Aid. And I guess whatever the color of the last Kool-Aid shot would be. I don't know. It would be way better than this one.
You know, I tell you what, this is what
I
you do.
I wouldn't be thinking
okay?
about this.
We have to think about this. The woman will do this, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll have the camera in back of them. All right, and then there'll be somebody like right in front of you that's small that has a little like ketchup squirt bottle, and then we'll just squirt it so that it's not actually going in your mouth. And then,
or those
Let
like
me
those
smell.
Water things, you can like put those. They're like water guns. You like
you crank them,
pull,
yeah.
You like
yeah.
draw back,
uh-huh.
and it fills up with water, and then you just shoot it out. Something like that.
You could do
something
that too.
Cool.
That would work.
I don't know. Something much different than what she did. But props to her for getting on social media.
Hey, she
did it.
It did the trick.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It did the trick. But I'm gonna see if I can reach out, maybe get her on the show. I think that would be interesting. We tried to get the woman that tried to get the peacock on the airplane. Remember that story?
What?
Yeah,
I remember it.
We almost got her. We got the response.
I don't think I could deal with that.
Yeah, we got the response. We almost got her on, but she got scared at the last minute.
Because it was an emotional support.
I don't know, but you should see
right?
her.
Oh, what?
You should have saw her Instagram, man. It was freaky. Like, you talk about 80 Shades of Grey, okay? It was that kinky.
Mm.
Yeah, I'll show it to
I
you.
I would have liked that.
But before we go to our... Wow.
Sweet chocolate.
But before we go to our 2-minute warning, I want to tell you, I really enjoyed having you on the show. This
Thank
is fun.
You
said
this
you're going
so
to come back.
Yes.
Not Better. This next Monday, but the next Monday that we come back,
mm-hmm.
you're going to be back. So if you like sweet chocolate, come
yeah.
back. She's an Air Force veteran, and, you know, whenever I can get a female veteran in here to talk and stuff, I think it's a big deal.
Yeah, totally.
Because, you know, so many times I've got a lot of female veterans, and so many times they get upset because they'll go to the VA, and they're like, I'll tell your husband thank you for your service.
That happens to me so much.
And, yeah, that you know, that kind of yeah. that hit a nerve eventually.
So,
it gets
so
there.
That's the reason why I like this.
Yeah.
Because you right now have a voice for all those females that don't have the nerve to get on here.
Mm-hmm.
You just speak your mind. They're going to write you. They're going to tell you, hey,
yeah.
I love what you're doing. You're going to be an inspiration. You're going to love being on the show.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, it's just
and
a
just
different
a,
perspective,
yeah.
really. Like, I
yeah.
think, me personally, like, I was infantry and dog handler, so, like, I didn't work with females at all, like, my entire career.
Aww.
So it's like...
You
yeah.
got some estrogen
like,
in this.
There was just like the female on the outside that like all the infantry guys are just like
just staring at her.
Yeah, basically.
We got.
Well, it's that time, everybody. It is the 2-minute warning.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 1. We have ignition. Strap in.
It's the 2-minute warning.
2-minute warning.
What we learned today.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Sponsored by Common Ground Golf Course in Colorado. A place for all and all the game teaches.
Okay, we're going to start with sweet chocolate first. You guys know better to take your swords off. Sweet chocolate, what did you learn today?
Ooh, I definitely learned a lot about the movie. I'm really going to go watch it. Loved about just really hearing the story and different point of view of that. So, love that.
Smitty, what did you learn today?
Pretty much the same. And I can't wait for our movie at the end of the month, 1917.
Yes. Yes, interesting. And remember, everybody, that we are not going to be here next Monday. Me and the crew, we're going to take a break. But we will be rerunning a rerun. I don't know which one our producer will pick, but it's totally her call. So make sure that you stay tuned for that update for everybody else. I learned that Smitty's pretty good with a computer. He's gonna get it. We looked very professional today.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting better.
After the promo mistake, you didn't make that again.
Not again. So, never again.
But good job today, and with the soundbite.
Appreciate it.
You earned your paycheck today.
Ooh.
So with that being said, everybody, it is that time. It's time for us to get out of here. So with that being said, that's the show for today, everyone. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week with an all-new show. And remember, you can listen to us again and again. The podcast of the radio show is available right after we go off the air tonight. And remember, we're here for you, not for us, giving our veterans a voice.